your birthday and tell us about the break down there. How much thought went into that?
Well, you're never sure if they're going to call you out. If they call you out, you got to be prepared. Not a lot of thought, to be honest with you, but I thought there might be a chance. Anytime they got a reason to call you out, they usually do.
Have you been called out before, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a lot of rhythm, so they don't call me out a lot.
Coach, talk to me a little bit about going against Kubiak this weekend. I'm from the Houston station. I wasn't here yesterday.
No, it's it's great. You know, Gary was a great player here. He's obviously a great coach, and you know, I knew whoever got him was going to be very, very lucky. You know, he's just a heck of a football coach and a heck of a person, and I don't think Houston realizes how lucky they are to have a guy with his expertise. You know, he's, in my opinion, he's going to be one of the best coaches in the National Football League, and I think Houston will find that out in time.
Talk to me a little bit about your son, going up against your son.
We've done, I did that before a couple years when he was at Tampa Bay, so this isn't the first time. But, you know, it's always nice. It's always nice. You know, my son's really enthused. He's excited about the team. And I think they got some very high expectations, and they should. And very well organized. And I think Gary put together a heck of a staff. And now they just got to go out and play. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but they will turn it around, and I think turn it around very well.
Gotcha. Talk about the matchups a little bit for me that you're looking for this week or this game against the Texans.
Well, to be honest, we really don't look at matchups. What we do is get a chance to take a look at our first unit against their first unit, and we'll play probably into the first series of the third quarter. That's what we usually do, and get our guys about 35 plays. So first game's about 10, next game's about 20, this game's about 35. So after the preseason, we feel like our starters have played about one full game. Then what we try to do is evaluate the rest of the players and try to come up with our top 53 and our eight practice squad players.
For starters, happy birthday, because I just walked in. But any special plans?
Thank you. Did you forget my gift?
I got you the same thing I got you last year.
Oh, same thing I got you, huh?
Exactly. I mean, with a game coming up, do you get a chance to celebrate with your family at all, or is it still all football for you?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of forget birthdays after you get to be a certain age. You know? just my wife, his kids are gone, so it's a little bit different now. But we'll have dinner tonight. You know, thank God it's a Thursday, so we'll get a chance to have dinner. Are you really interested in my dinner for my birthday? Thank you. You're going to bring the cake?
Yeah. Okay. What kind do you like? Ice cream cake? What do you like? Did you get off to a good start today at practice, a little breakdown?
Yeah, we did. Did you notice that rhythm?
Yeah.
Or lack thereof? Yeah.
Oh, it was a little Al Wilson-ish.
Yeah.
With the emphasis on ish.
Ish. Yeah, it was pretty lame, I believe. I agree. That was a lot of fun, though.
What did the sign say? We couldn't see where we were behind.
He don't know.
Are you happy to trade's done?
Yeah, I'm glad it's behind us. I think it worked out hopefully good for both parties.
Is that what you were hoping for, a third round pick, or equivalent of a,
It was really the pick as much. You know, I just wanted to make sure that, they knew whatever the prorated signing bonus was, whatever the fines were, that was going to be a hefty amount. You know, that's a lot of money to pay back. And when that was agreed to, and then we talked about compensation relative to where we thought what we should get for his services, and we were able to do that. So hopefully it was a win-win for both parties.
It sounds like, was it a pretty easy thing getting him to agree to pay the back fines and the
part? Well, we would not have released him unless he would have agreed to it and signed a contract to do it.
Were you surprised that Ashley had kind of a sense of entitlement about being a, quote, number one receiver?
I really believe somewhere down the line he got some bad advice. I don't think that was coming from Ashley. Ashley wasn't like that. He wasn't like that the 4 years here. I don't know why, to be honest with you. This happened way before we thought about talking to Javon. He was going to hold out. So I just I really can't figure out why he went in that direction. But we wish him well.
Mike, Kyle says he won't talk to you this week because you're sneaky.
I can't believe he would say that. My son, call me sneaky.
Is that true?
Yes, yeah, I try to be sneaky, but he's figured me out already, so I can't put anything past him. I'm not even taking my playbook home because I'm afraid he's gotten the mom already. I don't want any inside information leaking out.
He said he can't even look at you during the game because you'll try to intimidate him with an evil eye.
Eye's not really sure where it's going, so could be looking at anybody.
He's working on his own, and evil eye he's going to unveil during the game with you.
That's right. I forgot he is on the sideline, isn't he? Yeah, I'll try to sabotage him with a ball boy or something over there.
Coach, in light of the injuries to Warren and Brown, does that enable you to look at more people, maybe develop more depth along the defensive front?
I'm sorry, say that again.
In light of the injuries to Warren and Brown, is that?
Well, you can't do anything about injuries. You're hoping you're going to get these players ready. I think both players will be ready for the first game. We're getting some good experience from some younger players in the defensive line that normally wouldn't have got as much experience as they have because those two guys have been out, obviously, throughout preseason. So hopefully they'll be ready for our first game and we can get some valuable experience needed by these guys.
What about Ron Dane? Is he going to be able to play?
He practiced today. You know, we just had him on the scout team, kind of getting him back in the swing of things. And I think I'll know a little bit more by tomorrow.
Coach, looking at the, basically looking into a mirror with the same offense over in Houston, how do you plan for something like that?
Well, our defense has been working against it all summer, so it should be pretty easy. Of course, they've been doing the same thing. You know, they've been working against Houston's offense, so their defense is getting ready for what we're doing. We do a lot of things that are similar, but there's always game plans. There's that changes up week by week. You know, Gary will come up with a completely different game plan than he did a week before, and you never know what that's going to be with personnel groups, with a 2-minute no huddle. Three wide receivers, four wide receivers. You never know. You got to get ready for everything. So, you know, they'll have a good game plan. And this is really about the only game that teams do game plan for. So it's a little bit more interesting than most of the preseason games.
Coach, can you talk about the battle at number three receiver? It seems to be getting more interesting by the week with these young.
Well, we have a lot of depth at the wide receiver position. So it's just that number three. I can't tell you who's number three. Can't tell you who's number four and five. But we've got a lot of guys that are could be number three, and two more preseason games we should get a better idea. And even if we don't know, we're going to have to make a decision going into that first game. So
what's the thought process of the quarterback situation, to keep three or two? Or,
you know, like I said from day one, you know, we're going to keep our top 53 players, and we've got two more games to evaluate a lot of these players. And it's always tough making decisions on your final roster because sometimes you know you may go with, you know, a certain number that's different from the year before, and a lot of thought goes into it. So if I told you something now, I could change my mind in 3-4 days.
Well, it's your birthday, you can do that.
Pardon me?
It's your birthday, you can't do that.
Yeah, I have to do it tomorrow. You guys are going to be nice to me today, right?
That's
it's my
right,
birthday.
That's right.
Tomorrow you'll be tough? Okay, I'll take that. I'll take a day. Right, John? Pardon me?
Thanks,
you know, he hasn't even called me today. I think he's getting, you know, getting a little carried away. What do you think?
Peggy.
Huh? Yeah, he'll go through Peggy. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.